And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. The Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted. And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. Amen. Would you stretch your hands to the good Lord? Ask him to help us. Father, tonight,
I do pray, God, for just a little while, for your strength. I pray, God, that you talk to us and talk through us. I ask you, good Jesus, that you'd be with us, Lord, right here tonight. We try to preach your gospel. I felt like this evening that you dealt with me about this. I'd like to see you, God, bring us into these altars, make a difference in somebody's life. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
I want you to look again at verse number 4, or verse number 7 of chapter number 4. The Lord is talking here. I think that bears reason to pay attention. And he said, If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted. And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. Amen. The key to understanding the in-depth meaning of this scripture is to remember that it's dealing with what happens after and because of a decision made now. Are you hearing me? It's dealing with what will happen after you make your decision. Amen. The scripture said this, the Lord said, if thou doest. Amen. The if implies a condition. It's implying a stipulation or a condition. It's implying, allowing, supposing. Supposing you do this, or allowing you do that, or granting you do this, in case you do this, if thou. That's what I want to preach on tonight. And the scripture here, the Lord is talking to this man who is in a rather angry mood. And he said, if thou doest well, thou be accepted. And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, if thou. You see, the stipulation of what you're going to do runs throughout the entire Bible. Can you say amen? Amen. If thou. You know, there's a lot of times we'll say, well, if the Lord would do this, or if the Lord would do that, or if so-and-so would do this. But when you get to looking at it, amen, if thou, eternity depends on if thou. Amen. Being born again, being saved, I realize that it's through the blood of Jesus. I realize that it's a gift from God. I understand all that. But you gotta feel with me here tonight. Amen. Those things have been done. Can you say amen? The Lord, I feel like, has really laid down a good plan here. And the stipulation of what you're going to do about it runs throughout the entire Bible. From the first man here, the Bible is talking to the Lord, talking to Cain, the first man that was born of a woman unto now. Amen. All of this hinges on what you're going to do. Amen. God ain't going to make you. God ain't going to force you. Eternity, there's a heaven, there's a hell. There's not a purgatory. There's not a somewhere in between. Amen. We're either going to heaven or we're going to hell. Can you say amen? And I hope that you'll preach with me tonight. It doesn't, and I hope you're following me here, it ain't what God's going to do. It's what we're going to do. The whole stipulation here, when the Lord began to talk to Cain, was depending on what you do about it. If you do well, you'll be accepted. If you don't do well, then sin's going to lie at your door. We understand that sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Can you say amen? You see, Bible truth is that all through the promises of God are yea and amen. I want you to know God's Bible's right. But I also want you to understand salvation is conditional. Amen. Here the other night, just a few nights ago, there's a young man spoke up and asked the question. He asked, could he ask the question? And he had a good question. Amen. And the question was, do you believe in predestination? I do not believe that there are certain men predestined to go to heaven and certain men predestined to go to hell. I don't believe that. That is against God's Bible. God's Bible said, whosoever will, amen. Amen. God wants you to be saved. Salvation is free. Could you say amen? But just the same, salvation is conditional. They are terms that you must meet. There are requirements that must be done. Amen. There are those that will look around and they'll wonder, amen, you know, what, I'd go to heaven or I'd serve the Lord if God would do such and such. I want you to, if you have a Bible handy, I hope that you do, in the book of Isaiah, I want to show you scripture here, Isaiah chapter 5. Amen. I want to tell you tonight, the condition of you going to heaven does not depend upon what the Lord does. Somebody say amen. The Lord has already done. It ain't if God would do this or, you know, if God would do that. Isaiah chapter 5 said, amen, this in verse chapter 5. He said, now will I sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved touching his vineyard. Now, well-beloved hath the vineyard in a very fruitful hill. Amen. You are in a very fruitful place. You could bring forth if you wanted to. Amen. Here's what he done for this. He fenced it, and he gathered out the stones thereof, and planted it with the choicest vines, and built a tower in the midst of it, and also made a wine press therein, and he looked that it should bring forth grapes, and it brought forth wild grapes, amen. Well, after all that he had done, it still didn't produce the desired effect that God desired that it would do. And down in verse 4, he said, what could have been done more to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Amen. What more could God do? Amen. God gave His Son, and His Son gave His life. I want to tell you tonight. Amen. It ain't dependent upon what God does. It is dependent upon what me and you do. Can you say amen? You see, to be saved. Saved. Or let me term it like this. To be safe. We live in a bad world. We live in a wicked world. And that one song said something about in this unfriendly world that I roam. Amen. We live in that unfriendly world. Could you say amen? Amen. In that unfriendly world, to be saved, to be safe, to be secure has been man's concern for as long as time has stood. Could somebody say amen? You see, the Bible spoke about John the Baptist. And that voice crying in the wilderness has awakened an unanswered question in the hearts of multitudes. Amen. In Luke's Gospel chapter 3, verse, I ain't going to read all the verses, but from verse 10 through verse 14, John the Baptist stands out on the Jordan's banks, and he begins to declare to them the word of the Lord. And that voice crying in the wilderness awakened in their hearts. Amen. A question. And that question was, what shall we do? you. That's what the multitude said there in the book of Luke as they listened to John preach the gospel. What shall we do? Amen. Oh, if thou, amen, the Philippian jailer, when he awoke that night and the jailhouse was rocking and shaking, as God sent an earthquake, and God's men had been liberated, and all the prisoners had been set free, amen, the jailer's question was, sirs, what must I do to be saved? When Jesus shined that light down out of heaven, brighter than the noonday sun, Saul of Tarsus was going down the Damascus road. Amen. Saul fell to the ground and said, what wilt thou have me to do? Amen. The rich young ruler and the lawyer also came to Jesus and said, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Amen. I want to tell you, it ain't up to what God's going to do, but it's up to what me and you do tonight. Can you say amen? Amen. There is no unconditional security. There is no confidence without complying. There is no assurance without allegiance. Amen. If you want a safety, if you want to know so in your heart, amen, that you're saved, it depends upon what you're going to do. It's not God's will that any should perish, but that all would come under repentance. You can shrug your shoulders, you can go your way, but tonight if you want to be saved, it is God's will that you be saved. Can somebody shout amen? Hebrews chapter 12. Oh, I'd like to preach if the Lord would help me tonight. What are you going to do? It's up to you. Hebrews chapter 12. Amen. I want to tell you something. If God would have never dealt with you if He didn't intend to take you all the way to glory. Amen. God would never have took the time to spoke to your heart and wooed you and led you and then just dropped you by the wayside. You hearing me preach? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 25. Amen. After God has dealt with your heart, God's knocked on your soul, the door of your soul. Amen. Some tonight will testify. Amen. To those that even sang in the church choir tonight. Amen. That God found them when they had bottles of alcohol in their hands. Amen. God dealt with them when their marriages was on the rocks. God dealt with them when their life was a wreck. Amen. And if God cared enough to come where you was at and begin to talk to you, you may not just put a finger out on it the very time that God talked to you. But how many can remember that suddenly you realized God was dealing with your soul? Come on now. Amen. All of a sudden you just knew God was dealing with you. Hear what the Bible said. He said, see that ye refuse not him that speaketh. Amen. What's God been talking to you about? He says, come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Amen. He's talking to you. He's trying to get you to make it. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escaped not who refused him that speaketh on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn from him that speaketh from heaven. Amen. If you turn and let God talk to you. I don't know, preacher, nothing about serving God. I didn't either. As a 12-year-old boy, just got saved. Amen. I've not been my life. It's not been that God has thundered from the heavens. But there's been times that God has talked to my soul. And you can't make me doubt it. I just know the Lord. You don't have to have somebody to tell you, hey, that's God talking to you. Amen. You're hardwired. You're programmed from God divine. Amen. That your soul knows. I don't care what you declare. What atheist says, I don't believe in God. When God starts talking, amen, when he said to Saul of Tarsus, he said, who art thou, Lord? He didn't know him in detail, but he knew enough to know that it was the Lord. We read where God called from the heavens And he called to Abraham. Abraham. And Abraham said, yes, Lord. He called to Moses. And he didn't have to say, hey, who do you think it is? He knew who it was. Same as you knew when God started dealing with your heart. If you'll listen to that one that's speaking to you. Preacher, I don't know much about it. You don't have to know much about it. He that hath an ear to hear, that same voice that talked to you, if you won't refuse him, how do I know what to do? Amen. He will tell you. I feel like preaching. Amen. I understand there's a lot of confusion. There's this doctrine and that doctrine and this explanation. And this person sees it that way. And I'm not saying it's me and Jesus got our own thing. Amen. But the Spirit of God and the Word of God will not disagree. Are you hearing me preach? And if you just don't refuse Him that speaks to you, when He says lay it down, that's the time to lay it down. When He says pick it up, that's the time to pick it up. Are you hearing me? He said in Isaiah chapter 1, I want you to listen to what the good word of the Lord said. Amen. I want to tell you while you're turning there, it don't depend upon what God's going to do. God's already laid the foundation. The plan of God's there. Amen. The path of God's there. God's done got it mapped out, scoped out, divinely inspired. The steps of a good man's ordered by the Lord. And he said this in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19, if ye be willing and obedient, what are you going to do? Ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Can I go to heaven? Sure as the next man can. If ye be willing. Now I can pray for you, and I do. And I can pray for you and Miss Mills, and I've tried to, amen, to do my share of it this week, and the Lord help me. I'm not boasting. That's the will of God. Come over here now. I hope you're praying and seeking God for the church. Amen. But I can pray and fast and seek God for you. But if you ain't willing, and if you ain't listening, and you ain't letting God talk to you. And I want you to hear me tonight. It ain't that God ain't talking. Amen. 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 A lot of people, when you really pull it down to it, amen, they'll tell you, Pastor, I really know better. Amen. The Bible talks about our hearts condemning us, and it says God is greater than our hearts. Can somebody say amen? Amen. You don't have to. Somebody that's genuinely saved, you don't have to give them a rule book on how to live. Amen. That's right. The Spirit of God Almighty will deal with them. And all you got to do is be willing. I don't understand all that. I don't understand a whole lot of things. I don't understand what makes the lights burn, but I ain't going to live in darkness. I don't understand what makes my automobile run, but I ain't a walking everywhere I go. Come on here now. I don't understand all kinds of things, amen, but I was willing to listen to somebody. Just give me enough instructions to make it through. Can you say amen? Oh, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse, could you imagine anybody refusing and God trying to save them? Amen. We know it's not God's will that any perish. 1 Timothy 2 and 4 talking about the Lord. He said, who will have all men to be saved? God is love. Amen. He wants you to be saved. Yet He won't overlook us. And He won't accept us. And He won't condone the sin. And He won't let no one transgress His word. Amen. But it's up to what me and you do. Amen. Let me give you a familiar scripture. Preach with me. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish.
He didn't say if you believe in him that you would not perish. He said you should not perish. Amen. We believe. The devil believes. He fears. He trembles. Amen. The world knows there's a Jesus. They know there's a God. And they still go to hell. Many a man, many a woman will tell you, I know what it takes to live right. The young lady working out at the steakhouse with tears streaming down her face. Amen. With a hunger in her heart and a desire to be back in the house of God. Knows what it takes. Amen. But it's just the reason she's not. It's her decision. For God so loved the world. God didn't want nobody to perish. Good God, I wouldn't serve a God. I don't believe in a God that sends people to hell. God don't send people to hell. Men and women choose to go to hell. Somebody said, how can God be God in the world in the shape it's in? It's exactly the stipulation that I'm preaching about. God gives the man the choice. Amen. He laid it right here in the choice, in the beginning. That's the Genesis. That's the beginning. In the book of beginnings, the book of Genesis. Genesis, the word. Genesis means beginning. He said, if thou doest well, you'll be accepted. You'll do good. Your family will do good. What if I don't do well? What if I turn and let my family go away from the house of God? You'll be devoured. Right at the get-go, God laid this down. The stipulation works all the way through. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Look in your Bibles, if you will, to St. John chapter 15. I know this is simple preaching, but this is what God dealt with me this afternoon. St. John chapter 15. And while I'm on that thought about simple preaching, I'm not here to try to preach something fantastic or deep or nothing like that, nohow. St. John 15, verse number 7. If ye, Jesus talking, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done. Amen. If you don't want to backslide, you don't have to. I think I'll just hold on. I think I'll just stay here. I think I'll just trust God. I think I'll just going to live for the Lord. Amen. If ye abide. That's right. Well, I'd like to do this. I'm not trying to be cruel, but we've reached the cop out in our lives. And it just comes from our mentality and our terminology. And we say, you know, if it's the Lord's will. Amen. I want you to know right now it's God's will that you be saved. It's God's will that your soul prospers. Amen. Sure we walk by faith, and sure there's times that you're going to, amen, God's going to put you through the school and of obedience. Amen. But it's God's will to help you. Fear not, little flock, for it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Ask what you will, and it shall be given you. And here we are, barren. Amen. John 15 and 7, if ye abide in me. Amen. John 15 and 10. If ye keep my commandments. Who can keep you from keeping them? I want you to hear me right now. The devil cannot make you sin. And let me preach to you. You as a sinner, you as going to hell, you as a sinner, God's Spirit only dealt with you. It did not dwell with you. Amen. And as a lost man or woman, amen, going to hell, bound to sin, amen, God's voice started talking to you, did it not? And God's voice started beckoning you and wooing you to come to the house of God. Amen. With the devil speaking to you and telling you not to go to the house of God, amen, over top of the devil, you came to the house of God as a lost individual. Somebody say amen. Sure, heaven was for you. Amen. But just as much as heaven was for you, hell was against you. Amen. You came to church. You sat in a pew. Most, this is just a stereotype here. Amen. And you sit in the pew and the singing win and the preaching win and the testimonies win. Amen. And as a lost individual, when the altar call was given, you was lost. Amen. God was not in you. Amen. You couldn't say, greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. God wasn't in you. Amen. And just on your own will, on your own decision, you got up when the preacher gave the invitation and you came to an altar and you prayed. And then God saved you. Are you hearing me? Preach. Amen. And so before all of those things, amen, you had power to make that choice and that decision. And tonight, now that you've got God on your side, don't tell me the devil can make you sin or make you backslide or make you go away. And sure, you can be stressed out, overwhelmed, pressed down. But greater now, you can say, if God be for us, then who can be against us? Are you hearing me? Preach. Amen. And greater is He that's within me than he that's in the world. If ye keep my commandments, you can keep God's commandments. The devil can't make you break God's commandments. Amen. You can do it if you want to.
He said, if you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. Amen. Drop down verse 14. Preach with me. Ye are my friends. Amen. Amen. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our griefs and sins to bear. If thou. Are you hearing me? You are my friends. If you do. If you do whatsoever.
I wonder if he asked you to do anything today. Tonight.
That's whatsoever. That ain't just outward adorning, you know. let's bring us down to where we're at. And get off of our sanctified horse here. Amen. That's whatever he asks you. And you can't tell me. Amen. I know what I'm preaching about. You can't tell me that since you've been saved, whatsoever he's asked you, you've always done it. How long can he ask you to do it and you not do it and you still be his friend? Now just quiet. You was with me when I was preaching on the other side. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Amen. I don't want God to be my enemy. There is a friend that sticketh closer than the brother. God's Bible said, what know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. God wants to be your friend. God will be your friend. Amen. If ye are my friend, Jesus said that. Amen. He's the one initiated the friendship. He's the one came looking for you. He's the one came seeking to save you. You was going to hell. I was going to hell. Amen. As burdened down, as troubled, as weary as we was. But merrily, we was on our way to hell. And God came down to the hell hole and the dump and the slum where we was at. Amen. And he said, I'd like to be your friend. And all I ask that you do is keep my commandments. Amen. St. John chapter 8, verse 31, he said, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Well, I want to preach tonight. God ain't asking you to do something great. Amen. He ain't. If thou doest well. The man came to Jesus with a sick little boy. And oft times he cast himself in the fire. And oft times he cast himself into the water. And he looked at Jesus. And I don't have animosity toward the man. I feel for him. And he looked at Jesus and he said, if thou canst do anything, have compassion and help us. And Jesus said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Can I be saved? Yes, you can be saved. Amen. If thou doest well. He didn't say, if thou scalest the highest mountain. He didn't say, if thou does, you know, mighty miracles and does all these miraculous things. In the book of Micah, amen, Micah chapter 6, I've preached about this before. Micah's right after the book of Jonah. Amen. Micah chapter 6 and verse number 8. I told you a while ago about the voice that's speaking to you. He told you how to get saved, didn't he? I want to ask a question. Am I preaching all right? I want to ask you, you just help me here. How many really, truly knew how to get saved before you got saved? You could have told all the technical ways about it. No. You just knew what to do. You mean you knew what to say when you went to an altar? You didn't, did you? Amen. You just heeded that voice. Listen what this man said here in the book of Micah chapter 6, verse 6. Wherewith shall I come before the Lord? And what he's saying, how shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? How can somebody as low as I am bow down to somebody as high as God is? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? That's the way they did it back in the day. Are you hearing me? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? What am I going to do? How can I come before him? How can I live right? I've been in such a mess. Verse 8 said, he hath showed thee, O man, what is good. What doeth the Lord require of thee? One religion might require this. Another group might require that. But if you really want to know what God requires, now here's what it is. To do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. Somebody raise a hand. Say, bless him, Lord, right here just a minute. He told us in his good word. He said, ask and you shall receive. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. He told us to stand in the ways and ask and seek for the old path. And when you found it, just walk in it. They said in Jeremiah's gospel, Jeremiah's writing, they said, we won't do that. We will not walk therein. You're looking for a good way? Just ask, seek and find it. God will show it to you and walk therein. Are you hearing me preach? I'm about through. Let me tell you something. You've got to realize the stipulation here tonight. If thou doest well. Amen. If you'll just do well. Not exceptionally, not some phenomenal thing. Just do right. Are you hearing me preach? Amen. Come on now. You'll be accepted if you do it. But the stipulation's there. And let me preach for just a few minutes on the other side of this stipulation here. If thou doest not well, what on the other side, I ain't going to do it. And he speaks to me. And I know it. And I know. And I override and I go on. If thou doest not well, God's good Bible said, sin lieth at the door. Right at your doorstep, crouching like an angry lion. When God starts speaking, I've done preach to you. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured. Sin lies at the door. Amen. You think about all the troubles that you had before God started talking to you. Can I preach just a few minutes? Are you through? Can you see this word saved? What's it mean? I may not be making no sense to you at all.
Can you see what being saved is? You was going to hell. Your life was in wreck. Sin was devouring you. Amen. And God saved you. His voice began to talk to you. And He made you secure. Now, sin's at the door. You hear me? It's right outside that door. Could you see the scripture about Lot? And that them angels came down and they came in Lot's house. And the men, those evil, wicked men, beat on the door. They wanted in. Who knows what the door is? Who knows who said, I am the door? Right outside that door, feel the Holy Ghost. Right outside Jesus is sin. And it ain't something to play with. If you think you had problems before God started talking to you and God brought you in the safety zone, I could read to you in St. John, I believe it's chapter 5, a man lay at the pool. I don't know what caught, what brought his condition on. I don't know. But I do read what Jesus told him. So you could say what he wants to. He meant being sick ain't always a sign of sin. But sickness came into the world because of sin. Is that clear enough? But this man had this condition for 38 years. He wanted to get better. And he tried to get better. But he couldn't get there. Jesus came by and said, wilt thou? Kind of links up, don't it? And he, you know, blamed everything else. And Jesus healed him. But then Jesus told him this. He said, sin no more. So kind of, do you see my way of thinking? Do you think could have been what come upon him was because of the sins of his past? The reason he's laying at the pool and couldn't get in. Amen. He'd been that way a long time. And now Jesus tells him, sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto you. What could be worse than laying at a pool? Crippled up or whatever his problem was. Had that infirmity for 38 years. What could be worse than where you were at? Preacher, there ain't nothing worse than where I was. Oh, yes. Hell. Being totally devil-possessed is worse than being devil-aggravated. Jesus talks about a man, and he said the unclean spirit has gone out of a man. He said that unclean spirit walketh about seeking rest. That's unclean spirit. I want to tell you, people today in this modern world still are demon-possessed. They have devils in them. Amen. And that spirit went out of them. And Jesus said it tries to find some place to abide. And that spirit says, I will return unto my house. So I don't like that devil thinking of me like that. Do you? And he said, I'll return to my house from which I came. And he goes back to that house and he found it. It slept. He cleaned up, but it was empty. And he said that spirit goes in, and it takes 7 more spirits more wicked than itself. And the Bible said the latter end. The latter end of that man is worse. Sin no more. Wilt thou be made whole? And he gives his excuse. And Jesus still healed him. And then he looked at him and said, sin no more. That's the worst thing. Come upon you. I want you to hear me while somebody gets ready to give us a song. Remember, it's what happens after. It's what happens a little bit later because of the decisions made right now. You hear me? If thou doest well, you'll be accepted. If thou doest not well, Sin lies at the door. You can read that scripture. All these Bible readers know it. Amen. The next verse talks about how that Cain goes down and he slew his brother.
I don't know how much time had elapsed in all this reading here. Then it said, and the Lord called to Cain. Where's your brother?
I don't know.
I'm a brother's keeper. He said, your brother's blood cried to me from the ground. And then we read over, I believe it's in about the 14th verse of that chapter, and it says this, and Cain went out from the presence of the Lord, and he said to God, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Cain, I told you. I feel the Lord here. Cain, I told you, if you just do good, boy, if you just do well, if thou, well, if God would, no.
Well, if the preacher,
no.
Well, if my husband,
no. Women have served God when their husbands was mean and cruel. Well, if my wife, no. Same story. Well, if the school, if the classmate, no. If thou. Let me tell you something. We're going to pray. When I was just young, they used to sing that song. Some of you here know her. She's one of the only ones I ever heard sing it. And I love to hear her sing it. Old Sister Mandy Owens sang that song. I'll face nobody's record but my own, Lord. I'll face nobody's record but mine. When I stand on that great judgment morning, I'll face nobody's record but mine. And God will look at you and He'll say, I talked to you. You know I did. I dealt with you explicitly. I don't say, hey, he's knocking on the neighbor's door. That's my door. And tonight he's talking. If thou, the preacher, it's just the way life is. I'm going to say this while you stand with me tonight. You've been patient. Help me preach. I appreciate that. I want to say this. I want you to hear me. I hope you'll believe me. But you listen to me. If thou will come to this altar and cry out for God to help you, God will help you. Amen. 10,000 voices. I'd like for you good sisters to gather around this lady and pray with you. 10,000 voices destroying and trying, working and trying to destroy. Come right on. These altars are open. Come on. This young lady's a needing God to help her.
Open my book, Lord, and turn to the pages. Do you find I've been faithful today?
Oh, come on.
And if you find that I have walked in a way that has pleased you, then leave a blessing as you pass my way. I need dry and thirsty, Lord. Only the blessed as you pass my way. Open my book, Lord, and turn through the pages. Do you find I've been faithful today? And if you find that I have walked in a way that has pleased you, leave a blessing as you pass my way. I need a blessing, Lord. I've been in this valley all day. My soul is dry and thirsty, Lord. Oh, leave a blessing as you pass my way. I know you have more children whose needs are much greater. Please forgive me for taking their time. But I know I can make it to the end of this valley. Then once more I can see your sunshine. Oh, I need a blessing, Lord. I have been in this valley. My soul is dry and thirsty, oh Lord. Just leave a blessing as you pass my way. Oh, I need a blessing, Lord. I've been here this valley. Soul is dry and thirsty, Lord, leave a blessing as you pass my way. Oh, just open my book, Lord, and turn through the pages. Do you find I've been faithful today? And if you find that I have walked in a way that has pleased you, then leave a blessing as you pass my way. You have more children whose needs are much greater. So please forgive me for taking their time. But I know I can make it to the end of this valley. Then once more I can see your sunshine. Oh, I need a blessing, Lord. I've been in this valley all day. My soul is dry. As you pass my way, I need a blessing, Lord. I've been in the valley all day.
Wandering from the fountain, when I heard the Savior speak to me, He said, come to me relenting of your sins, repenting, and I will bring you out where you can see. When I'm so glad He found me, His love He found me, put His arms around me. And He led me to the shelter. Now I'm one of His own. And all the joy of knowing, the heart of growing, someday I'm going up to my home in glory. Walk on streets made pure and pure. Oh, I was on the mountain, wandering from the fountain, when I heard the Savior speak to me. Do you remember? Said, come to me, relenting, and of your sins repenting, and I will bring you out where you can see. Oh, somebody He found me, in love He found me. Put His arms around me, then He led me to the shelter. Now I'm one of His own. And all the joy of knowing, my heart's a growing. Someday I'm going to my home, my home in glory. Walk on streets made pure and pure. Now I will love Him ever and stray from Him no never. For He's the dearest friend I ever knew. And when I see Him yonder, my love will then grow fonder. In the happy land beyond the blue. Oh, and I'm so glad He found me. In love He found me, put His arms around me, then He led me to that shelter. Now I'm one of His own. And all the joy of knowing, my heart's a growing. Someday I'm going to my home, my home in glory, the walk on streets made of pure gold. Oh, and I'm so glad He found me. His love, he found me. His arms around me. Then he led me to the Calvary. Now I'm one of his own. And oh, the joy of knowing my heart's a-flowing. Someday I will to my home in glory. To walk on streets made with joy. Oh, now I will love him ever. I'll stray from him no never. For he's the dearest friend I ever knew. Oh, when I see him yonder, my love will then grow fonder. In a happy land beyond the blue.
And
I'm so glad he found me. With his love he found me. Put his arms around me. Did he bear me to that shelter? Now I'm one of his own. And all the joy of knowing my heart's a-flowing. Someday I'm going to my home in glory. To walk on streets made of purest gold.
House of the Lord tonight. Sure have enjoyed the message. We definitely can make it. I'm a firm believer. He said he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day, Brother Tommy. I believe it. I've got that scripture. That's one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. I've got it underscored in my Bible. I believe it, Brother Joe. I believe he's not led us this far just to turn around and leave us. It said he'd go with us, he'd be with us always, even unto the end of the world. I'm looking for him to help us. I'm looking for him to help us to make it. I believe we can. I believe that we can make it. I thank God for being here. Appreciate the preaching. Somebody want to testify.